Feathers, Male Scales on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.
We've got Richard and Simon. Good evening and welcome.
Evening, Nick.
Evening, Nick.
And great to see you. And we're going to do something a bit different, something we've never done before. We're going to have a report. I suppose it's a bit like a fly on the wall from your last auction at Pavilions in a couple of minutes' time. And we're actually going to hear, it's going to be quite exciting, we're going to hear how one of the auction lots went as if we were in the room with you.
Yeah, should be good.
And, well, I think you'd be quite interested to hear how it goes. I think the interesting bit is how it goes from starting price to the price that it went for. I think you're going to find all that quite interesting. And we've listened to it a couple of times in here already, and it actually gets your heart racing a bit. It's a bit like a horse race or something as it speeds up and everything. So that's coming in a couple of minutes' time. But first, always like to check in on the temperature in the room, how the property market is doing. We've had another week of national news where everybody is still arguing over hard Brexit, soft Brexit, full English Brexit, the whole works. And there's certainly more and more people saying doom and gloom about the economy. So let's just check in what is actually happening with the Harrogate property market right now, Richard.
The market hasn't faltered at all. There's nothing to worry about. The market is as strong as ever on a letting front, on a sales front, on a residential front, on a commercial front. We've seen little or no change. There was probably a week where people, when it was first announced that we were going to Brexit, a week where people turned around and went, oh, I wonder what'll happen. And then suddenly everybody turned back and went, well, it's not going to happen for a while. Let's just carry on. And so the market is as strong as ever. And to be perfectly honest, my view is if the media stopped scaremongering, we would actually carry on without faulting, because it's that scaremongering that rocks people's confidence. And I wish the media would report news rather than try and sensationalise everything and scare people into inaction. Because that's what causes the problems. You prophesy that, oh, we're going to go into a recession. Everybody goes, are we? Oh, well, we better not spend anything. So suddenly what happens? We go into a recession. You know, if they were quiet, what we'd actually get is the market forces dictating what happened.
I think there's a really interesting point here as well, Simon, that what you're hearing on a national, it's an argument on a national scale, really, with what's being predicted and forecast by people who are just predicting and forecasting. So that is very different to what is actually happening in a local property market, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I'd agree. London and the South East, there needs to be some correction. They didn't have any real recession from 2008 to 2012, and there's a bit of correction going on there. And all the focus is on London and the South East, and it isn't a problem up here, as Richard says. Things are moving, things are selling. London and the South East, yes, problems perhaps, but just a natural correction to the market. Nothing to do with Brexit up here.
Well, we always like to have a bit of positive news and a bit of positivity on Stray FM. So now, something a bit different. So your last auction, it was the last Thursday in September at the Pavilions of Harrogate. So we're now going to hear what happened at that auction. So just, Richard, just tell us about the property that we're going to hear in this clip.
Double fronted cottage in Kirby Overblow. Very attractive, needing a lot of work doing to it. We'd had an enormous amount of viewings, so there was good interest.
Hello and welcome to Feathersmale Scales Auction. Looking forward to a busy day today. The room's filling nicely. I think two lots that will drag interest today based on the number of viewings we've had are those two in Kirby Overblow, so it'll be interesting to see what they make. I'm Richard Smales, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome you here to the Feathersmale Scales Auction here at the Pavilions. A very attractive double-fronted house, just sort towards the edge of the Sickling Hall edge of Kirby Overblow. Fabulous village. We've given you a guide here of 150. Who'll give me 120? At 120,000, are we bidding? Yes, 120. 120 we've got, 125 anywhere. At 120 we've got, have we got five? 125, are we saying 130? 130, are we saying 135? 135, are we saying 140? 140, we've got 145. 145, are we saying 150? I'll take two. 147. £150,000. Are we saying 152? New bidder, 151. Behind you, madam, 152, 153. No, I'll take half. 164 and a half. Can you value it to £500? I can't. 164 and a half, are we saying 165 at the back? 165 and a half, sir, are you bidding? 165 then, ladies, bid at the back of the room. At £165,000, we are selling. 166, is that? 166, 167. 166 and a half, 167. 167, are we saying half? 170, 171. 172, 173. 174, 175. 176, 177. 78, 179. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200. 200 we've got, and 1. 217 and a half, 218. 19. 220. 221. 222. Gentleman's bid on the front row. For the first time. Are we absolutely sure? At 221 then, for the second and the final time, half, 221 and a half. 222, 222, 222 and a half. For the first time, at 222 and a half, for the second and the final time, hammers raised. Sold, £222,500.
There you go. And that was as it happened in real time at the auction at the Pavilion. So just talk us through what happened there, Simon, what we heard.
Yeah, it feels like I'm a bit like an analyst on Match of the Day talking
about
this.
Very Alan Shearer, isn't it?
But, yeah, you saw it was a fantastic result for our client, but you also saw that we had a guy price on this property of £150,000, so that was giving the clients and viewers an indication as to whereabouts we thought it would sell at. And Richard started it at £120,000, which was obviously a lot below the expectation to get the thing moving. And as you heard, the thing got moving in £5,000 increments, and then it sort of faltered a little bit, and at £147,000 it was sticking. And then Richard sort of teased the money out, and there were people in the room who were very interested in the property, but as we say in the trade, they were sat on their hands. They weren't looking to put the hand in the air, just waiting to see who else was bidding. And then, you know, Richard got them over the 150 mark, and there was suddenly a bit of a run where a few more people came in and put their
and
put
it
their
starts to speed up, doesn't it, when it sort of gets head to head? You can hear it ramping up.
You can, and you know, it's a bit like being in a race, really. You know, the running around the track, and suddenly the pace quickens as they get nearer towards the finish line. And you know, the finish line at a thought, you know, it got to about 166,000, I think it was, and you thought, well, that's it, you know, over the guide of 150, it's going to be sold in the room, that's that. But you know, this is where auctions come into their own, and you don't just stop at that offer as you might do in an ordinary private treaty sale. You let the room tell you, and if there's someone in there that wants it, they'll put their hand up. And that's what happened. We got a fresh impetus of arms going up in the room.
And we ought to just say, I mean, it's a massive skill, isn't it, to control all that speed and everything. And just for one point for clarity, that dramatic music, you don't have that playing in the background. We did edit that in, didn't we? But that's really, really interesting to listen to. And we've got more. We've actually got some videos of this you can watch. If you go onto our website and if you go to the Homes and Gardens show, we've got some footage. So you can actually see the pictures to go with the audio that we've just heard. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks so much.
Feathersmail Scales on Stray FM's Home and Garden Show.